From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. The Avenues neighborhood on Big Pine Key was one of the cheapest places to live in the Keys. Hurricane Irma crossed the Lower Keys as a Category 4 last September, and the Avenues was clobbered. A lot of the mobile homes and other houses were wiped out. There's a lot of federal money coming, but it won't get there for a while. In the meantime, four new homes are going up in the Avenues. The nonprofit group building them hopes they will be a prototype. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer checked out one of the new homes with Marianne Cusado, the architect who designed them. She specializes in emergency and workforce housing after disasters.
How did you get into that angle of architecture?
I was invited right after Katrina to design something called the Katrina Cottage, and it was the alternative to the FEMA trailer. At the time, there were still people living in FEMA trailers from Andrew, which hit in 1992, when Katrina hit in 2005. One of the things with the FEMA trailer that people don't see is you have the initial cost, but then you have the cost to maintain it because it's not meant to really be lived in, and also then the cost to throw it out because you can't use it afterwards. There's nothing left. It goes to a landfill. Our solution is a permanent building that will not be in a landfill. We are looking for the future to how this structure is not going anywhere. How do we build a long-term solution for this immediate need?
And who is going to live in this house? Who are these houses for?
Workforce. So it's rentals. It's affordable rentals. It's the servers, teachers, nurses, sheriffs. It's people that work in the Keys and make the economy possible. The economy of the Keys is dependent on workers, and the workers can't afford to live here.
Since we're radio, can you sort of describe the house for people?
This is 760 square feet. It's two bedroom, one bath. We're raised up above FEMA flood heights and helps you catch some breezes and keep things naturally cool. We have windows on multiple walls for cross ventilation and good light. And, you know, it's designed to be here for the long run. So it looks to the homes of the Keys. It's got a front porch on it where we can capture breezes. We're about 12 feet up above FEMA levels. It's very simple. It's a little rectangle with a sloped roof, a little gable roof, just to be as straightforward as possible. The porch is not on it yet, but we'll be getting our little front porch up there where you can sit and watch the sunset. The nice thing about a raised cottage is it actually gives us an ocean view.
Can we walk around there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is where the piers are already in for the porch, so this porch will come out. We've got the front door and window, but stairs are off to the side to allow for the pull-under parking. So we come up, we have a split stair here. Eventually that's going to go to the front of the house. Come in here, little hallway. We're now in the living room, kitchen, dining. So the kitchen is tucked in this little alcove. The living and dining room is vaulted space. You have a nice view out down the street to the water, which will be especially nice when you're sitting on the front porch. We're getting the sunrise now, glaring over the water. It gets good light in here, and it's actually surprisingly good light in here. Bathroom, washer, dryer will be in the bathroom, secondary bedroom, and the master bedroom. And like the front room, we have a vaulted ceiling in the master bedroom. In a smaller home, it lives large.
How are these different from the Katrina cottages?
It's a variation on a theme. While the Katrina cottage, when you look at it, you say this building belongs in New Orleans. When you look at this, we want people to say this building belongs here in the Keys. And sometimes it's a roof slope. It can be as simple as the porch detailing of how we're putting it together. My goal is that when you see a building I've designed, you don't know I've been there. That's my dream. I don't want you to know I was there. I want you to walk by and say, this is a nice building. Success is when somebody moves into it and just loves living there. They don't necessarily know why, but they know they love living there.
That was Marianne Cusado, designer of the New Keys Community Land Trust cottages on Big Pine Key, speaking with WLRN's Nancy Klinginer. The cottages are scheduled to be finished next month. Rents will depend on income, with the maximum at a little less than $1,600 a month. And yes, that does count as affordable in the Florida Keys. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.